being so new, so young, so inexperienced, worked in my favor the night that the council made their decision. I understood what it meant. That evening, a group of women came and took me to the secret lake house to mentally and physically prepare. I was not a virgin. The old ways never used virgins. They wanted an eager and willing girl. One whose body was not a stranger to the perversion and depravity that was in store for her. That night, with my mind focused and my body rested, cleansed, they make you take several long, warm baths each day leading up to that night to loosen your muscles. I was then led to the deepest part of the forest because where else would a centuries-old ritual meeting of a cult with debauched sexual acts plan to take place? The moon full in the sky, cloudless. The only sound were the leaves under our feet and the occasional owl. A large fire was burning. The trees, old and massive. You couldn't see anyone in the forest until they stepped into the clearing. Masked and robed individuals stood very still as I was presented. I knelt and ancient words were spoken over me. My long hair had been braided and hung down my back. I was dressed in only a simple red gown, no shoes and no undergarments. The woman preparing me, still slighted for not being chosen, tried to frighten me, telling me the gown was once white, but once the night was through, it was more red than white, so they had it dyed. I tried not to let it show, but that only excited me more. After kneeling for a very long time, I was lifted up and led to the largest tree there. Candles were placed and lit all around. As I looked around, there were many more people than I ever remember seeing. I was quickly surrounded. There was a circle that I was to stay in. My wrists were bound together and raised above my head, a length of rope attached and thrown over along a low-hanging branch. The group kept their distance but made a wall around me. There were words being said, but I didn't understand them or couldn't hear them over the pounding of my heart. A man walked toward me with a large knife. He placed it to my cleavage, and the pressure of the cold metal made me want to make a noise out of fear, but I remained quiet. He began to cut the fabric of the gown from the collar to the hem. I was exposed and began to tremble from the cold air on my skin. Different men began to take turns inspecting and examining me. Using canes or broken tree branches, they moved my breast, pushed my knees apart, spread my folds, lifted the back of my gown. I longed for touch, to feel flesh against flesh, but my wants didn't matter, and I tried to dismiss them from my mind. Finally, a woman came up to me, lifted my chin and pressed her lips to mine. Her tongue pushed past and found my own tongue. Her hands traced my body, then stopped holding me at my waist, feeling her thighs against mine. I was so lost in her touch. I didn't feel the back of my gown lifted until the first of many hard hits with something long and thin, and it struck my ass. Each time, the sound echoed into the sky above. The weight of my arms above my head began to tire me. The woman's kisses stopped, and she began to bite at the delicate skin around my neck, her arms still holding me in place. Once the bites became too much, my braid would be pulled to direct my head up. My arms began to shake, and tears began to form. My body was then pushed to the ground, my wrists unbound, and my arms could barely stabilize the front of myself when my chin was grabbed and a cock was thrust into my throat. My nose pinched shut. Each time I shut my eyes or looked away, my face was slapped. There was movement underneath me and behind me, but I was so focused on my air supply, it was easy to ignore. Until I felt almost in unison both of my holes filled and fucked hard and fast. Now at a violently fast pace, I began to be passed from person to person, being thrust full of cocks, fingers, tongues, and candlesticks yet to be lit. Cum dripping from my holes. Once in a while, people would take turns licking me clean inside and out. My ever-tiring body not being able to tell if it was at the beginning or the end of an orgasm. My breasts covered in black and blue marks. My body a map of bruises from hands gripping, slapping, mouths biting and sucking. The primal desire was contagious. While waiting their turn, small groups would break off on their own. Others stood watching, some touching themselves. Others watching over me to make sure no one got out of hand. A few times, I could feel my skin breaking, the heat of blood rushing to the surface from being hit or bit too hard, or being stuffed with more than my small holes could accommodate. At those times, the people were pulled away. Finally, I felt it, that wall, and I began to weep. That was when the group pulled back. There were others to be used, eager to take my place, but none of them were chosen. I was the only one that mattered. I was covered and scooped into someone's arms. A procession followed. Words were being said in a chant throughout the woods as I was carried away.